Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. What is a lamb? What is a lamb? You are holy, holy. Are you, Lord God Almighty? What is a lamb? What is a lamb?
And we're back with KKLA 99.5 FM, Worship Factory Radio, right here at KKLA. That was Monique Donnelly with Rod Treckengoust, as always, right here, live in studio, which is one of the most incredible things that we get a chance to be blessed here in studio with. And I hope that it blesses you out there when you actually get a chance to hear some artist that essentially comes to the studio and just be able to just do it out of their behind a mic. And
very
just
raw.
It's not processed. It's not produced as far as except for the Employee of the Year, Art Martinez, as far as obviously. We're going to take him with us on the road, too, when we go out there and actually record Monique's album.
Yeah, I like
this
talking.
This year, 2012. We'll have to do that, Rod, for sure, this 2012, Monique's new album.
2012, I was just thinking as you're saying that, that we've got several things that we've talked about through the year and lots of projects that are out there and available. But I really want to see Miss Monique get that CD done.
Let's pray, folks. Pray with us. Pray with us.
So, yeah. She's looking for sponsorship.
Yeah.
If we get 20,000 people to give $10 each.
I like it.
We're going to make our goal.
I need to do a Kickstarter. This is actually something. This is something I was going to point out with our guests here. Matt Brower was actually the first one who pointed Kickstarter to me. So I'm learning things from our guests. Another thing that I have learned. I'm looking at, gosh, we have so many great names here that we've had. But one cool thing, Alvin Chio, when he was on, he's the bass of Take Six. He goes to this incredible church who has an incredible music group there, and their worship team just had released an album. They were looking for some promotion, and it was just kind of one of those God moments where we had talked at the right moment, and their CD was coming out, and they were looking for some promotion, and Worship Factory was able to kind of help in that area and get the word out for that. And so that's just one tiny little way of God orchestrated, you know, Worship Factory and getting their ministry promoted.
And that's a good point, because that's what we believe God's doing through Worship Factory and the connections that we're making. We're seeing people put A and B together, and it's really neat what God's bringing out of it.
Excellent.
You know, Kickstarter's done so many things. I mean, it's done so much for so many artists out there, whether you're a filmmaker, whether you're a musician or whatever. I mean, John Stratton now is on there looking to get his album funded that way. Obviously, Brian Duncan obviously just got his done as far as Kickstarter.
Both former guests funded. That we've had on.
I mean, yeah, exactly. And it's just
Adria LaRock.
Yeah, Adria was also on there getting hers, going to get hers funded. And so, I mean, it's a great program, Kickstarter. We do endorse essentially what is out there for vehicles to be able to help artists get their projects finished, because it is a difficult time right now financially for a lot of people.
New ball game out there.
No doubt about it. So if you can help also, you can definitely contribute to some of the artists out there, and you'll see Monique Donnelly, I guess, pretty soon on Kickstarter.
I want to mention again that we want our listeners to write in, give us some information about what God's doing in your life, what he's speaking in 2012, info@worshipfactory.net. Yeah. We'd love to hear from
you. We want to hear both ends. We want to hear what God has done this last past year and the visions that God has given you for this next year.
Yeah, because we will be praying with you. Mm-hmm. We'll agree with you
Absolutely.
For what God's speaking to your heart.
Yeah. Another guest that we had on that I was totally challenged by was Colton Dixon. Mm. He was a former contestant of American Idol. And he is crazy in love with God. Just you know, him talking about, I don't care what people think about me, you know? And I was really challenged by that, to go, you know what? That's what God calls us to be hot. You know, like, again, that's so funny, because it comes from my reading, again, from Revelation this morning. You know, because we are neither hot nor cold, he spits us out of our – here, I'm going to read it to you. Revelation 3, 15. I know your deeds, that you are neither hot nor nor cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. Whoa.
Ooh, ouch.
And I'm just saying, ouch. Yeah, that's some pretty hurt, serious yeah. stuff right there. yeah. But listening to Colton Dixon, I'm like, yeah, he's one of those hot ones. You know, he's a
well,
guy.
You're pretty hot too, Moni.
Well, you know, stick with God and he'll take care of us. Another guest that we had on was Suzanne and Jerry McLean. They were the singers of the Happy Days theme.
Yep.
And they had some really cool God stories about.
Man, they were awesome.
Yeah. They got some big publicity. They were, you know, hanging out with the big wigs and, you know, they were Christians at the time, right?
Yeah. These are people. In fact, they were known in the, especially the Vegas community, right. as the Bible people. They kept a Bible with them, you know, everywhere they went. And then the slide happened.
Yeah.
A little cocaine, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And this was all while they're right in front of everybody. You know, we like to keep our sins quiet.
Yeah.
Theirs was right in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And then the shame of being a believer at the same time. So hearing the story of how God totally brought Jerry through recovery and then healed their marriage and now has restored ministry for them is just fabulous.
And even his cool God stories about, you know, protection from the drug lords, you know, he came back and says, well, why didn't you ever come after me? He's like, well, you always had those bodyguards with you. He's like, what? You know, God literally sent angels of protection.
Those big guys with wings. I didn't get the wings, but they were big.
I mean, how cool is that? We've got some pretty cool stories. Rick Marcus and his wife, Stacy, stunt people, they're married. I love their example of being the salt and the light. They are out there working on films, TVs, commercials, and they offer prayers with fellow
stunt people
and say,
actors.
Hey, you want to ask, you know, for God's blessing? And they're out there on the front lines. So be praying for these people.
They're doing
that they continue to be salt and light and share God's amazing love to people in the industry.
Let me interject, since you're bringing up guests. I just got triggered in my mind. Lisa Bellesi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One of the first guests that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like she was a real trigger point for us and spurring us on what God was calling us to. It really meant a lot to me, the stories that she shared. But the main thing is she gave us all the braces. I'm wearing mine today, Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Plans to prosper and not to harm you.
Mm-hmm.
Plans to give you a future and a hope. I mean, that has been with me, and especially through this wilderness time. Mm-hmm. Such a key verse that God knows.
Yep.
And he's got good plans for you. He knows.
Right.
We just don't know, and that's why we have to trust him.
Exactly. Which is, I'm going to be honest, hard to do.
Yeah.
I honestly, my flesh does not like to trust God. I'll be straight up.
It's tough.
It's hard.
It's tough. Yeah.
But the more we do it and the more we see God be faithful to us, you know, it does become easier. It's like a muscle. The more you work it out, you know, the more we trust God, you know.
And you're listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kimpton Rod and Monique, and we are doing a sort of a recap of our year here at KKLA and what sort of God has done for us and what God is doing for us at Worship Factory and what he has plans in our life and what he has sort of birthed in us over a year and a half ago.
So many stories out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we get to hear these guests. But I'm telling you, not just our guests, people that I talk to, God is doing this all over the place. And we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Info@worshipfactory.net. Let me say that again. Info@worshipfactory.net.
Easy for you to say.
I know.
Well, we're talking about how it's important for us to relate to one another and hear how God is working in our lives. Another group, another guest that we've had on the show focuses on that is the Frendels.
Hannah and John Frendel.
Right. Hannah is the chief executive over at UnleashedBeauty.com, a ladies' fashion magazine, Christian ladies' magazine.
Mm-hmm.
They actually don't promote it as a
Not preaching. No, she's not really preaching, but it's in there.
But the thing that I loved is that they pointed out how of their site, the most hits the section that gets the most hits is the girl stories. You know, girls want to hear from other girls how they're making it through, you know, struggles of anorexia and beauty issues. And it's our story, our testimony that gives people hope. It's not the whole preaching thing, you need to come to Jesus. And it's going, you know what, this is what God did in my life, and he healed me here, and God showed up here. And so I loved having them as a guest and just hearing how you know, the stories of healing that went on in her life, because I know she battled with beauty issues herself. So,
you know, it's so important too. We all have stories, and we've all been given stories, and we obviously Worship Factory and the team here is definitely no one any different than you are. We've all we all have stories that we could currently tell, and we all have had stories that we've told before and probably will in the future. But if you, we definitely encourage you to tell your story. I think it's good for you, and it's good for us, and it's good for those that are maybe that have been touched in a way or being affected by in a way that some someone out there that's just like you that may need to hear that. And so we encourage you to get online at worshipfactory.net and be able to tell us your story if you would be so kind. And so, I mean, just feel like God's leading in that direction for us. I think it's really, really, really important. We're going to get back into our exposed segment on our next segment with John and Mariana and talk a little bit about the last year and the year to come for Worship Factory and the exposed segment right here at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Rod and Monique. We'll be right back.
Open up my eyes, I pray, Lord. For just a little glimpse of you, that's all I need. It's all I've ever needed. I see beyond myself, beyond this tiny little world. All your hands have made with beauty and strength alone, and I can see you coming to me now. Oh, like a shimmering light on an open sea, barefoot on the water.